880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida. Like the guy says, my name is Jim Freed, and I'm going to start off today's show by wishing my mom and my wife a happy Valentine's Day. In case you forgot out there in traffic, you still have time to stop and buy your card before you get home. Now, this is the start of a new era. This is show 201, and it's also the first show that I have wearing my new reading glasses. That's right. When I was making mistakes earlier on, it was because I couldn't see. But I can see now, and I promise I won't make any mistakes. I'd like to let everybody know I was at the IMN conference this weekend. It was terrific. I made a whole bunch of contacts, particularly in the acquisition of hotels and multifamily. I've got some really great leads thanks to the folks at the IMN. And also, I want to thank the people that called last week, especially Mike from Miami, who we couldn't get to on the phone. Also, Lorraine from Hollywood. I want to thank you both for calling and holding in, as well as the other folks that called in last week. Thank you to all the people that sent me emails and other communications and phone calls for show 200. I want to thank you. The 200 shows are in the past. We're looking forward. Next week, we're going to be live from the University of Florida National Real Estate Conference, their annual real estate conference in Orlando. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Mike D. from the Miami Dolphins on. We're going to talk public-private partnerships. In March, we're going to have another segment with Carlos Rosa, the head of condo development for the Related Group. And we're, as always, going to have Larry Zinn on next month and a whole host of other great guests. I'd like to remind everybody to stick with us. Today's show is awesome. We're going to be talking condos. That's right. For Johnny, who's piloting the social media 305 handle back there, he's going to be using the hashtag condo a lot today. Juan is going to be keeping me in line on the show. And our guests today are going to include Bruce Turkell. We're going to talk about winning hearts and minds with your message. It's going to be awesome. Bruce is always featured on Fox News, MSNBC, and oh yeah, Freedom Business. We're going to start off the show today with new trends in condo development. We're going to have Jeff Margolis on from Berger Singerman. We're also going to have George Gonzalez, who's a principal and the president of the Paragon Group here in South Florida. He's a big developer. Then we're going to have a segment with UHealth, but you shouldn't get a stroke over that because we're going to have Dr. Ralph Sacco. He's a professor and chairman of neurology. He's the former president of the American Heart Association. We're going to discuss stroke prevention and treatment, so don't get too hot out there if you're on I-95. If the person cuts you off, let them go. Stick with us. We've got a terrific show. Juan, take me out! All right, you ain't seen nothing yet unless you've been to Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Jeff's nodding. He knows. Always the best price. Always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with socialmedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed on Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
That's right. I'm Jim Freed, and if you want to see me out on the town, you can see me at the Opal Conference. We're going to have a great time with them. The Opal Real Estate event is coming up in Miami on April 3 and 4. Stay tuned. We're going to have more details. And you can see me next weekend at the UF Conference on Real Estate Trends and Strategies. If you want to get more information, give them a call. You can give them a call at a number that I'm about to find. I'm really... Give them a call at 352-392-1701. See you at the UF Real Estate Trends and Strategies Conference. And now we are on. We are on with my friend, Jeff Margolis. Jeff is an attorney at Berger Singerman. He specializes in real estate development, contracts, litigation, all that good stuff, real estate oriented. Welcome to the show, Jeff. We've also got George Gonzalez. He's a principal and executive vice president at Paragon Group in South Florida. George has been a developing professional here for 17 years. Prior to being with Paragon, he was with a related group. He's done over $1 billion in sales revenue at the 2,200 condo units he's developed on the beach and on Brickell. And he's also been with the Carlyle Group. We're going to talk about new strategies in condo development. Guys, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Oh, I'm excited to hear what you guys may have to say over the next half hour. Don't forget, parse your words and don't talk too much. Now, Jeff, you recently wrote an article and came up with a concept about considering non-condo structures. I'm a layman. Huh?
Well, let me explain the genesis of this whole project. Over the past, we're seeing a resurgence in the condo market here in South Florida, but a couple of years ago, there was a stigma against condos, and developers were looking to develop projects that, when I looked at the drawings, my first reaction was, this is a condo, where we have basically a condo unit, which is a space of air. And my marching orders were, whatever you do, this cannot be a condo. Figure out a way so it's not a condo. So what we did was we structured in garden style, two-story, three-story townhome projects, air rights and easement rights to avoid a condominium structure.
Now, I've done deals where I've sold air rights on projects like Mary Brickell Village. There was a piece of land. There wasn't even Mary Brickell Village at the time, and I was basically selling a cube in the air. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, it's a similar type structure where you have a unit, which within that unit there is a air right or easement right parcel that benefits the adjacent property.
Now, you talked about that and doing it, I'll just use a fancy word, linear, stuff that's long, not tall.
Correct.
And I guess garden style?
Two to three story.
Okay.
Project.
Now, that's sort of the types of properties that you guys develop, right, George?
Yeah, well, right now, what we're doing, our first project is a townhome project that it doesn't fit exactly the criteria that Jeff is describing. It's more of a traditional kind of simple feat townhome where it's just a two-story type of townhome. So what he's talking about doesn't really apply, but I can see where it is does apply on the garden, a more of a garden type apartment that gets converted or designed to be that way and becomes a condo or a 720 as he's talking about.
A 720. Okay, now I got to ask my question. What's a 720?
A 720, what he's referring to is a homeowners association as opposed to a condominium association. We have our clients want to stay out of the condominium statute if possible because it's highly regulated, whereas homeowners associations are not subject to all the requirements of a condominium and the registration requirements of a condominium. So for marketing reasons, for cost reasons, it's less expensive to do a non-condo project, and for marketing reasons mainly, not wanting to market a condo was the reason why we came up with this new concept.
And let me tell you, being in the capital business and having to finance this stuff, C-O-N-D-O is still a pretty D-I-R-T-Y word out there. And if you can design something that walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, but doesn't named like a duck, it'll make life easier for a lot of people. And I got to believe, George, that's why you guys are heading into the townhome business, because I know you've done condo before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our first the townhome project that we have is called Casa at Georgetown, and it's an HOA. But our second project that we're looking at is a project very close to the Grove, and this concept may be able to fit in. So we have to really sit down and think about, from a marketing perspective, if it's going to be better for us to do that or do a traditional condo.
So. Well, you could probably talk to Jeff a little bit about that, and it might kind of work out a little bit. And in fact, I got to encourage other developers that are out there to give Jeff a call on this, because it sounds like it's something that can really help grease the skids. Now, what are some of the other nuances, Jeff, that aren't readily apparent to a layman like me?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of issues that would need to be considered when
you're
doing
a project.
Oh, and
for the record, my mom is the vice president of her condo association, and she is listening today. I made sure when I bought her lunch for Valentine's Day that she knew what was going on. So you better watch it, because my mom's listening and taking notes.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mom. you need to consider, you know, tax ramifications, utilities, insurance issues, casualties. What happens if the portion of the property that's subject to these easement rights is destroyed? Who's responsible for rebuilding it? Maintenance issues, and what can actually be done in that easement parcel?
Now, what's different within the structure you're talking about versus the traditional condo structure for even one of those items, Jeff?
Well, it's the way we structure it is very similar to the way a traditional condo would be structured.
But it gets around all of the terminology?
Yes. We get around the condo regime and place it within a homeowners association regime. And this has been blessed by several cities, counties in South Florida, cities in South Florida, lenders, title companies are issuing title. You know, we've addressed all these issues, and, you know, the first thing you have to do is make sure that everyone signs off on it when you're going to start a new project.
Now, let me ask you another question, because I'm a layman, Didn't this have to used to be blessed by the Department of Community Affairs or something, or someplace in Tallahassee, some condo thing or something? Or
you're talking the Division of Florida Condominiums.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm not a lawyer. I need one, though.
And the Division of Florida Condominiums has...
Are you available?
...has jurisdiction over condominiums and homeowners associations, but they do not review homeowners association projects like they review condo docs.
That's an aha moment. Now, I think that maybe, Juan, are you heads up there? Maybe this is a good time to take a break, and then we'll come back because I think George has something to say. But I had an aha moment, and maybe that means it's a good time for a break.
And some good music, too.
All right. Well, I do need the good music. I'm not so sure about the break. We'll be right back after this. Rock on and stay with us. We'll be right back with more Condo Talk.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. Is your business being affected by the recession and slow rebounding economy? Are you dealing with cash flow issues? Are you being harassed by collectors or attorneys threatening to sue you over unpaid bills? We can help keep you out of court. I talk to business owners every day that are good people with great products and services. They just need a solution on how to deal with their overburdened corporate debt situation. Like the pharmacy that owed $350,000 to a supplier, which we negotiated down to $150,000, paid out over 48 months. Or the company that owed $600,000 in workers' compensation premiums that we successfully restructured to $250,000 with extended terms. These are real stories of actual True North Financial clients. Call True North Financial today for your free consultation. We can help stop business headaches. Call 800-416-2072. That's 800-416-2072. 800-416-2072. Or visit us online at truenorthhelp.com. 800-416-2072 or truenorthhelp.com today.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like the guy says, it's Jim Fried back with more Fried on Business, and we've got some terrific guests. We're talking condo. After all, we are in Florida. We're here with Jeff Margolis of Berger Singerman and George Gonzalez of Paragon, South Florida. We're talking condo development, ways that the condos can be developed in today's world without the big word condo involved, which is still somewhat of a financing hurdle. I know that you guys wanted to give some shout-outs. Let's do that now. George, anybody want to say hi to?
Wanted to wish my wife a happy Valentine's Day and a happy birthday.
Wait, that's a double dip.
Absolutely. And to my kids, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's actually really terrific. Jeff?
And my wife, Shelley, and my kids, Toby, Jordan, and Sydney, happy Valentine's Day.
All right, let's talk condo. We got the good stuff out of the way. Let's get back to work. Okay, so Jeff, you've come up with this way to do garden horizontal condos, horizontal projects, and get around the word condo. We know George is starting to do these horizontal developments. He's the king of high-rise before. Now he's doing some horizontal stuff. I think I'm starting to get the message. George, I think at the end of the last segment, you might have been wanting to say a little something. I cut you off because that's what I do. Maybe you want to say your point now.
I guess what I was thinking was just that, you know, we have a project that we're putting together now that we think this concept may work for us.
Why would it work for you on that concept, and what might you have done otherwise?
Well, one of the things, going around is not the right way of putting it, but staying in an HOA concept versus a condo concept is appealing to buyers just because the stigma of condo commandos and everything else.
Oh, come on. You're talking about my mom now.
And for the developer, if you can save some time and obviously money in setting it up as an HOA 720, it may work. It's just one of the things that Jeff was alluding to earlier is really if the city and the tax assessors being able to sign off on that, how you get that set up is really the key where the rubber meets the road on this thing.
Now, George's project is in, I guess, the city of Miami, what we're talking about here. Is the city of Miami, what's their thoughts on this?
We have not done a project in the city of Miami. We have done projects in Broward, several municipalities in Broward, and Palm Beach. And Palm Beach County recently just signed off on a similar type concept where we actually platted an air rights lot. So we have a lot above the lot on the dirt, which is an air rights lot in a live-work unit where this concept can work.
100%. That's exactly what they did on the Mary Brickell thing. They had an air rights thing. They did it. I'm just the broker. I just say, yeah, give me my commission check. But that's 100% what's been going on in commercial, right?
Right, and I think that the governmental authorities are now willing to be more flexible than they were in years past. They want to see the development start again. They're willing to do things that they weren't willing to do before and get into more creative type concepts like this. So we have now just seen the first platted air rights lot. I have not seen that done before.
Well, high five to you. Now, George, so that would be something that might work on your projects then in Miami. And you were talking about, what is it going to be, a townhouse project?
It has a townhome component to it, and then it has a two, three, and four-story building where different parts of the building are escalate up from two to four. So I don't know if it'll work totally, but, you know, I need to sit down with Jeff and sort of show him and then see what are the pros and cons.
Well, I know the guys at Berger Singerman in general and Jeff's practice in particular that they can be rather creative, so hopefully they'll be able to help you out with that. Now, Jeff, what's on the horizon with some other things that are going on in the condo world?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some new condo projects coming back. We've done a new condo project in Coconut Grove where I just got a call about two new condos in Miami. So condos are coming back. I think most of the inventory that we were hearing about in South Florida and in the city of Miami, all the downtown condos, most of that inventory has now been sold. And developers are now looking to do new condominiums, which we have not seen in the past couple of years.
Now, when I have thought about Berger Singerman in the past, I thought about their bankruptcy practice and stuff like that. And you joined the firm and you're helping them build their real estate capability statewide. Is that not correct?
Yes. I mean, Berger Singerman has a great real estate department, which is one of the reasons why I joined the firm. Yes, they have a great bankruptcy practice, but in the transactional, we have very capable and great talents in the transactional side, as well as the litigation and bankruptcy side.
I know we had Irena on, who works, the Ukrainian person that specializes in foreign transactions. So it sounds to me like you're really staffed up to do some interesting stuff.
Yeah, we have a great team, and we're ready to help any developer clients, commercial developers, residential developers, investors in transactions. We're seeing a lot of new buy-sell transactions. One of the big issues is financing.
Well, we'll talk about that because we can help you. We've got some new programs at the Aztec Group, both equity and debt programs that have been coming through our door recently. So we'll talk about that. There is cash out there for the development of condos, or I'll have to say it this way, condo-like projects. Now, George, we were talking about your project in the Grove. How many units? How big? That kind of stuff.
Well, the first one I wanted to backtrack on is the one that we're actually – that we just launched. It's called Casa at Georgetown, and it's in Lauderhill. And it's a townhome community that we have a partnership with a company called the Solution Group, and we joint ventured this project and think it's great. But it is a traditional HOA.
Oh, cool.
So we hope to start moving dirt there in May. And and then we're going to be getting into the our Grove deal. It's got some townhomes and will also be a condo or this hybrid kind of model.
Now, George, if people want to get information on your projects, how can they reach you or Paragon?
My office number is 305-434-7060, 305-434-7060. And they can either send me an email at jgonzalez@paragonsf.com.
All right.
That would be the best way, and I'll, you know.
I'm a broker. I'm a broker, just to let you know. Is there broker commissions available on this?
if there's a good deal, there's always a commission.
Oh, I love you, George. You're my kind of developer. Jeff, we've only got a minute left. I want to thank you for being here on the show and giving us insight into what's been going on here in the condo market and to different changes that have been going on in the condo market. What's the one takeaway you want to leave us with?
I think the one takeaway is that there is development going on. There are new condos, and we are available to help you creatively structure your new condo or non-condo projects.
All right. That's my friend Jeff Margolis from Berger Singerman, and we've been here with George Gonzalez. I haven't called you Louis Gonzalez once yet, but I do want to thank you guys for being here today on the show. We talked about condominiums with my good friend Jeff and my new good friend George. And if anybody needs some help either buying a condo from George or working with Jeff, they can give me a call at 305-938-8639 over at the Aztec Group, and we can help them capitalize their new condo project or their new townhome project. I want to thank my guests. We're going to be right back after this short break. We're going to have the former head of the American Heart Association on. So don't stroke out in the next minute or two, because in about 3 minutes, we're going to be talking stroke prevention with our guests from U Health. Back after THIS. All right, I was rocking out there. Juan knows how to get me rocking. And by the way, Juan, I just love your hat. Keep it on. It definitely adds to your look.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Now, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. My friend Jeff Margolis makes sure he gives his customers what they want when he does their condo work and their other real estate work. And my friends at the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease a new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned legacy cars, you're going to get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Good afternoon. A deadly accident out of Miami-Dade shutting down Chrome Avenue in both your north and southbound directions. This is at Southwest 192nd Street. You can take 137th Avenue as your alternate. Also dealing with a crash on 95 northbound at Northwest 95th Street. Do expect to tap those brakes. And out of Broward County, a crash on 95 northbound. This one, as you get towards Oakland Park Boulevard, one lane is closed. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and I'd like to let you know this is a momentous occasion. I'm putting my glasses on for the first time and reading something. And, Johnny, I'm reading this for you, buddy. Johnny is the social media voice of Also Dress for Success. And he wanted to remind me that the etiquette event is going to be presented by Sonia Jacobson, founder and executive director of the Dress for Success Group. It's Thursday, February 28th, 6 p.m. registration and networking, 6:30 to 8, dinner and a program at the Miami-Dade Culinary Institute. Ooh, that sounds good, Johnny. 415 Northeast 2nd Avenue, Miami. It'll be $95 a person. Johnny, how do they get info on this?
Just contact me at john@socialmedia305.com or sj @suitedforsuccess.org.
All right, Johnny, take your computer back and go back to the cave that I have you doing your social media stuff for.
Thank you.
You're the best. And that's a great cause, by the way. I've donated many suits to people that didn't have something to wear because there's nothing more important than the impression that you make when you come through the door on your interview. Yeah, if anybody wants to bring suits or anything, hit at social media 305. And, Johnny, let's get a segment on this.
Okay.
All right? All right. Now, for all you drivers that are on Chrome Avenue or heading north on 95, please don't get a stroke over the traffic. Listen to us instead. We've got Dr. Ralph Sacco. He's a professor and chairman of neurology at the Miller School. He recently served as the president of the American Heart Association. We're going to discuss stroke prevention and treatment. Doctor, how are you today?
Good. Glad to be here, Jim.
Oh, listen, and I have to say something. One of our readers, when they got the email about who was going to be on, sent an email that, unfortunately, today's segment is too late. His mom had a stroke 3 years ago. It's been very difficult for this person. Since that time, my heart goes out to that listener. But we're going to talk today, so hopefully other people won't be in that circumstances, and maybe we can give a little advice to him on how to cope.
Glad to help. We need to get the word out about stroke.
Well, this is up. It's our segment. It's up to you. What do we need to know, Doc?
Well, we need to know a lot. Everybody knows about a heart attack. They know the warning signs, chest pain, what to do. But unfortunately, still not enough people know the warning signs and symptoms of stroke. The American Heart Association wants everyone to know what the warning signs are and to know that stroke is beatable, treatable, and largely preventable. There's
wow.
a lot we can do to prevent a stroke.
And I have to just say is that my grandfather, God rest his soul, had a problem with surgery, had phlebitis, late in life, the blood clot broke, he had a stroke. It's something that can come into anybody's family at any time. Doc, what are the warning signs?
Well, stroke can happen to anyone, you're right, at any time. The warning signs for stroke that we're trying to get people to understand is a new name called FAST. F is for face, having some droopiness on one side of your face. A is for arm weakness, having an arm that's weak or a leg that's weak on one side of your body. S is for speech, trouble speaking or having slurred speech. And T is for time. If you're having any of these symptoms or recognize any of these symptoms, call 911 and get urgent treatment.
Yeah, I actually have a little thing on my refrigerator that has that outlined because it's something that absolutely scares me because it is something that's eminently treatable. Now, if somebody thinks that they're having a stroke, they've called 911, what's next?
Well, the next thing is getting to the closest stroke center. Right now, almost 85% of our population in the United States lives within a half an hour or an hour of a stroke center.
What's a stroke center?
A stroke center is certified by the American Heart Association to be a primary stroke center, a place where you can get urgent treatment for stroke. EMS, emergency room people can actually know exactly what to do working with stroke teams to treat and diagnose a stroke.
And where's this list?
This list can be found online. You can go to strokeassociation.org, and there are other ways to find out where your local stroke centers are. In Miami-Dade County, we have stroke centers that are both comprehensive as well as primary. So you need to know where the closest stroke center is.
Now, people have got their list. They're like me. They have the thing on the in their card or wherever it is that they have, that they notice the symptoms, they've called 911, they've got 911 going to a stroke center. What do they need to know next?
Well, the next thing they need to know is getting urgent attention. Most stroke centers will be set up to diagnose and determine if it's a bleeding stroke or if it's a different ischemic stroke, we call a stroke that's caused by a blockage in an artery, and then whether you're eligible for what's called TPA or a clot buster. This is the kind of drug we use to open blood vessels, and you only have minutes. Right now, we can only give this IV therapy within 4.5 hours of a stroke.
Now, we've maybe gotten ahead of ourselves. We've talked about the plan of attack once a stroke's had its onset. What can we do to prevent a stroke? And I just joke about the people that are in their cars under stress, but is that a factor?
Well, we think stress could be related, but it's not the biggest factor for a stroke. There are many factors that are preventable, and that's why we think it's important to have the public understand that stroke can be prevented. So some of the things we need to be thinking about, first of all, some of the important things like blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, needs to be treated. High cholesterol, we got to make sure your cholesterol is in the right level and there are medications to treat that. And then diabetes or blood sugar. Those are three things, blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar that can be treated with medicines. However, there are a lot of behaviors that are important. And right now we focus on smoking. You shouldn't smoke. You should never smoke. Smoking will increase the risk of heart disease, lung disease, and is a factor for stroke. We need to get our diet controlled, our weight in control, and we need to exercise. There's still not enough people being physically active, which can reduce the risk of a stroke.
Okay, a lot of our audience listens on tape because they're animals in the office and don't get out until like 7 o'clock. How does a person that starts at 7 and ends at 7 fit exercise into their day?
So you need to try to fit exercise in any way you can. If you do get a lunch break, get out, walk around. If you have a 7 a.m. job, maybe you got to get up a little earlier to be a little physically active, like I try to do in the morning. Or I know you're exhausted, but before you sit down and have a dinner at 7 p.m., get out, walk for exercise, try to get your heartbeat up a little bit. The American Heart Association recommends exercise for everyone almost every day, but at least 3 times a week in terms of vigorous exercise.
I know that I like to get home at the end of the day, and this plays into Valentine's Day, and go for a walk with my wife, either before or after dinner. I also know that sometimes I've always found that the only part of the day that I can truly control is the beginning of the day. So that's me that you're passing at 5:30 on the walkway, Doc.
Yeah, I find the morning is good for me, too. At the end of the day, you're often pretty exhausted.
Yeah.
So sometimes starting with exercise is a great way to begin the day. It may mean getting up a little earlier, and that means you get to bed a little earlier the night before. But exercise is so crucial. In whatever way you can, we need to try to get it as part of our normal routine.
And the other thing that, and one more thing on exercise that I've found that works for me is that you can also do it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you can control that too. So there's all kinds of ways. Now, Doc, we only have a minute left. How do people reach you or the Stroke Center at University of Miami? UHealth is what we call it on the show here.
That's right. UHealth, there are ways of finding us on the web or calling for UHealth. Obviously, if it's a stroke, we want you to be calling 911 and getting to your local stroke hospital. But the University of Miami, we have a terrific stroke team that's there to help you at UMH, University of Miami Hospital, or, of course, at Jackson Memorial. We also staff the Comprehensive Stroke Center.
Dr. Ralph Sacco, professor and chairman of neurology at the Miller School. I want to thank you so much for being our guest today. He recently served as the president of the American Heart Association. We've been discussing stroke prevention and treatment. And again, doctor, I was just given time for people to get a pencil or if they were a Jets fan to clear their mind completely. Again, how do they find you guys?
They can find us on the web at med.miami.edu or, of course, UHealth or by calling our main number. And they can get a UHealth doctor if needed. But again, if you need help urgently for a stroke, call 911.
Well, you're my second favorite cardiologist. My first is some guy from Belgium. We know who I'm talking about. Juan, are we ready to go? Oh, I got another couple of seconds. Juan must be texting Johnny about who he's going to see at the Panthers game tonight. I want to thank you so much, doctor, and I want to thank also all the people at UHealth, especially my friend from Belgium, the cardiologist I was referring to, Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. Thank you again, Dr. Sacco, for being on with us today.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this. Strap in. We got the last segment, and it's with Bruce Turkell. It's going to rock your socks off. Back after this, happy Valentine's Day. Oh, you may want to forget about that song, but not about the info that Dr. Sacco had. And I definitely don't want you to forget about my friends at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305 305- 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is Freed on Business, and we're here with Bruce Turkell, Renaissance Man. Bruce is telling me about the bands he plays in. So you're not just a branding expert, you're a banding expert.
Exactly. Band-Aid and Brand-Aid.
Now that's terrific, Bruce. Now, remember, this ain't TV, so you got to talk into the mic.
Oh, that's right. So you didn't hear what I just said.
No, but it was okay. I laughed anyway. They didn't hear, but I heard. Now, Bruce, we've been talking about branding, and you've been working with me to help me build my brand, and I want to thank you for that. We're trying to do a new logo. I'm on Evolution number 74 there. But today's Valentine's Day, and we were going to talk about winning hearts and minds. Where does the term winning hearts and minds come into play within your strategy, and what do you mean?
Well, it's the second point of all of the brand programs that we build. And the most important thing is that most people in business think the way that you promote your business is intellectually. You talk about how many locations you have, how many computers you have, how long you've been in business.
How many deals I've closed.
Right. And that sounds to the person listening like, you remember Charlie Brown's parents on the old, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, it's just a bunch of blather. Instead, what you need to do is you need to connect with your consumers' emotions. You need to get them to care about what you're saying because they see how it matters to them. Because let's face it, that's the only thing they care about.
So I got to say to my customer then, I totally understand where you're coming from. I feel you. I've been in a similar situation before, like such and such. Why don't we work together to try to solve this problem? Is that sort of what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to empathize. I understand what you're saying. I have felt that way because I've done this, that, or the other thing. Now, let me tell you how we can make it better. Let me tell you how we can fix it. Let me show you how we have the programs, the tools, the techniques to help you get what you want.
At Aztec Group, we say we're problem solvers.
Of course. You need to establish the problem. You need to establish the pain. Then it's like having a tooth, a cavity. You got to stick your tongue in it a bunch of times to make it really hurt. And then.
Thanks.
Then you can go ahead and heal the pain.
Yeah, I just the memory of when that occurred with me is enough to make me never want to experience it again. So we're winning the hearts. We're winning the minds. What do we want to do with that once we've got their attention and their focus and we've stopped being wah, 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 and they're actually hearing what we're talking about?
Well, you win the hearts. Then the minds. The minds do have to come along. So all of those points that up front were not interesting and not important become very important once the listener thinks, oh, this guy can help me. So then you start explaining how and why you can help. Those things are called RTBs, reasons to believe.
Nah.
If you start telling me all of your accomplishments up front, I'm completely disinterested. However, if you tell me after you've proven to me that you can help me. Now, let me tell you why I can help you. And then you start enumerating the RTBs. All of a sudden, the situation changes.
So, for instance, it could be I'm working with somebody in my business. We do capitalization. So I can go, I was in a situation where I needed capital, didn't know where to turn, finally found the right person. They helped me through the weeds. I got a better deal because of them. Let me show you how I can work with you to help you do that. Oh, that sounds great. And, oh, by the way, I've done $2 billion worth of deals? Is that
That's
sort of
exactly
it?
Right. And we have relationships with these different funders, and we have people in our office who can do the research and can get the forms filled out for you. Remember, all along the way, you're looking for the pain points. So once you've established you understand my problem and you can help me with it in funding, for example,
right.
And now you're telling me why I can believe what you're saying, then you're going to look for other pain points, like filling out the forms is a pain in the neck, or getting all the documentation is a problem, or doing the research, or whatever. So now you're going to list other RTBs. We have so-and-so in our office who's really good at that. By the way, we've been doing this for X amount of years. Therefore, we can help you on these other things as well.
We know all the pitfalls.
We've already fallen in them. We've dragged ourselves out. We've dusted ourselves off. And you can learn from our mistakes.
So team up with us and let's conquer this issue together.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I think you sold me, Bruce. I don't know where to go after that, except we've won the hearts, we've won the minds. What are some of the other things that we need to keep in mind once we've done that? What comes next?
Well, this is a never-ending process, by the way. It's nice to believe that you make the sale once, and then you've established your brand with your client, and therefore now you can go on to doing the work. But it's not true. This is a never-ending process. You need to constantly be remembering that the people are thinking, what's in it for me? Maybe not quite as mercenarily as that sounds, but let's face it, that's what most people's number one concern is. What's in it for me? How is this going to help me? And you need to constantly be demonstrating to them how what you do, what you offer, makes their lives better.
You know, it's very important because everybody in life thinks about that everybody's a taker. Somebody famous in politics talked about the people that are only takers. But really what people in business really look for is people that are givers, I would think.
Well, of course, you're looking for people who are willing to take all the things they've worked on, studied, experienced, and now make those attributes available to you.
And to make my life easier and better by adding value, by being combining two heads are better than one, that kind of stuff.
And that's a brilliant way to put it. If you consider your mantra that not just in your brand, but in the services your company offers, you are going to always look, two words, to add value, you will find that you'll always have the successful answer.
Add value and two heads are better than one. I absolutely love that. That sounds like some good takeaways. I hope Johnny is putting that out to the universe. He's pointing at me, which means he's doing it as soon as his fingers can stop flying. Now, Bruce, people out there are going to want to have somebody like you help them through the process. How do they find you?
I'm easy to find. My email address is my name, bturkel@turkelbrands.com. And if they want to read, I write a blog on marketing.
I love the blog. I love the blog.
Well, it's available. It comes out every week, but you can find it at my name, BruceTurkel.com.
And I want to tell everybody, Bruce, that I Googled you yesterday to get some additional info, and the third listing was my favorite. 47 pictures of Bruce Turkel. So there's somebody out there that likes you that's doing SEO on your photos. I try to find out who that is.
Well, you know, most of them get posted from the video you take here, from the fact that I'm on Fox Business every week. There's a lot of photos out there, and somehow they make their way to the web.
Well, we really do appreciate that you come and do our show and talk to our listeners the same way and with the same level of focus and professionalism that you do Fox News and your other work on TV. You are truly one of the top people in our city that provides people with, oh, gosh, I don't know how to say it. You made me speechless. I just, you know, what you do for things like the brand of the city of Miami is just awesome, and that makes all of our lives better. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me here because I'm going to leave soon and go start celebrating Valentine's Day with my beautiful wife. But right now I'm with you, so thank you very much.
Get out of here. Go celebrate Valentine's Day with your wife because I got to start doing the same thing. Okay, so, Bruce, we're done. I'm going to go to wrap up. You get out of here. You can go be with your beautiful wife. By the way, Bruce, what's her name?
Her name is Gloria. If you're you're listening, sweetheart, I love you very much.
There you go. Hopefully that buys him an extra 15 minutes to get home, because I kept him that 15 minutes. This is, by the way, Jim Fried, and it's been Fried on Business. I want to thank everybody for listening today. We had a great show. We talked about condominiums. We talked about branding yourself, winning hearts and minds. We talked about don't treat your heart inappropriately, or your brain for that matter, because you might stroke out. So I want to thank our guests, thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, Berger Singerman, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, You Have Health, and I want to thank you, our listeners. I want to thank Juan Gill out there for piloting the show. And nice hat, Juan. Keep that hat thing going.
Thanks, buddy. Always a pleasure.
I love you, man. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends about our show. I'm starting to run into a lot of people in the community, and they're going, Jim, I'm getting that email. I'm getting the business. I'm getting your phone, your radio thing going. It really is something that means a lot to me, and we'd like to support the business community out there. Go to join our community and give us feedback. Comments, tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried. At Fried on Business. Get you Johnny Social Mahoney there. Johnny Social Media 305. I mixed up everything there, Johnny. I'm sorry. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our webpage. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Honey, I'm on my way.
Get on pull. Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for.